Hey, 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 it's your girl. Just call me J. Nicole. And this bookcast is about none other than why, yours truly. But most importantly, it's about life with my bookends. So who are or what are my bookends, you may ask? They're my wonderfully talented two sons, also known as my heart and my heartbeat. Without them, life just was incomplete. And I know a lot of people are like, but one of the biggest things that I desired in life was to become a mother. And at 18, I was told that there was a slim to none chance that that would even happen. So when God bestowed them upon me, they made my life complete. And they hold me upright. They give me perspective on what life is and what I should be doing in life. They actually give me purpose each and every day. And because of them, I now have this podcast to share with you the day in the life of the Walkers, or more specifically, the day in the life of Just Call Me J. Nicole and life with my bookends. Hey, 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 it's your girl. Just Call Me J. Nicole, and I am back with another episode. So I have something interesting to say. I am over peopling, but I am not finished people watching. Isn't that funny? So the reason why I'm over peopling is I was told the other day that, oh yeah, Miss Walker, since your son's been drafted, you changed. Look at you get coming in here all fancy. And if you guys scroll through my social media pages, there is nothing that has changed about me. I am desperately trying to change my weight, but that doesn't even want to change. So, with that being said, I'm still the same OG, as they would say. But it's mighty funny that people think that because of a major and radical change that has happened for my son, that it includes me. I have no idea where that comes from. I've asked my son if I have changed. He's like, no, Mama, you know. And maybe he's oblivious to it because he's on the inside looking out, so he doesn't see change. Or maybe it's just really true. But what I find uniquely funny is that the same people who think that I've changed are the same people who stay in my face. And I don't know if maybe the change is for the better that they see in me. So they're like, okay, I want to hang out with you. Or if it was really that they've changed and they want something from me. One of the very first things that have actually happened to me, for me, has been that since he's been drafted, I was asked to become a part of one of the local foundations at his school. And I'm like, oh, sure. You know, I had already expressed the previous year that I would like to participate with the foundation. I am just curious to know what they do and how to help. And as you all know, I run my own nonprofit organization called the Faith Walker Foundation. So I'm all in the business of trying to help people. So I did know that part of the foundation was that they help people. So why not? So with that being said, I'm like, when they hit me up and they're like, well, we would love for you to be our blah, blah, blah. Our secretary actually is a position they want me to hold. I was like, sure. I don't mind. I can write pretty good and take notes. I pay attention most of the time. So yeah. Put me down. But the way in which I was approached was, since Dion has been drafted and I know that you said that you would like to be a part of the foundation, we would love to have you on the board. So it wasn't like, okay, you've asked us before. Here's the process in which to be a part of the board and submit your application. It was more like, I see what you can do for us. So would you be willing? So people can change so that it's beneficial. The relationship they have with you or trying to create with you is beneficial. Excuse me, guys, I'm yawning. For them and not necessarily for you. The relationship may have been there before, but it has changed a little bit because they now see with wide open eyes, or what they think are wide open eyes, like how you can help them. And I'll tell you what, it ain't much that I can do to help them, because guess what? It's his money. It's his life. I am still just the mom slash momager slash secretary, go-getter, doer of all things. Mommy, 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 mommy. That's who I am. There's not much that has changed for me beyond that point. But I'm going to go ahead and take this position right, guys. Yeah. Because I also know that there is good to be done. And if there is some way for me to help someone, this foundation may be the very vehicle that I need in order to get stuff done. But I am so into people watching. So you guys will know that I will be at this meeting and I will be taking notes that I can share tea with you guys later. We'll have tea and crumpets of sorts. And speaking of people watching, today I went to the outlet and we were people watching. And I noticed how even the conversation that I'm having with you guys now about people using other people was true even in a shopping plaza. I saw this lady who looked like she was fit to be tied. She looked like her feet hurt and that she was carrying a wide load on her backside. I should really go to bed. It's 12:49 a.m. on Saturday. It's just hours before I have to take the oldest back to the airport to fly back to Florida. But I'm sitting up here talking to you all. But anyway, she just looked like she was on the struggle bus trying to walk through the outlet. And one of her partners in crime, shopping buddies, whatever you want to call it, was like, hey, come here, trying to get her attention. She had mad attitude, guys. But in the end, she came over to the friend to see what's going on, and she ended up pushing the friend in a wheelchair. And I said, you know what? That friend made a big stink about, you know, hey, you know, let me show you something. And this lady over here struggling, trying to walk. How did she get coerced into pushing someone else when it looks like she the one who needs to be pushed? The relationship got a little bit altered. It was like, what can I do from you? If that other lady had walked away, she would not. The other lady in the chair would not have had someone to push her. That's the way I look at it. There was another instance where I watched a little girl, cute as pie. Mom and dad walking, mom holding baby's hand. Baby got a bag. Baby is literally not even toting the bag. She's dragging the bag behind her. But mama looked like, I don't even care. That means that one less thing that I have to carry. I'm teaching her independence. The relationship had turned. Baby got what she wanted. Mama didn't have to carry baby. She got what she wanted. And the package still made its way to the car, right? Dad just was like, I pushed this empty stroller. I ain't got time to do. So he got what he wanted. You see what I mean? It can be a manipulation of sorts. When you start people watching and applying it to life, you can see that people don't necessarily change as far as in my situation where someone was like, oh, you changed since this, that, and the third. That wasn't the case. I'll say who I was. You the one who changed, boo. I can almost guarantee you that the parents were really excited about having this baby. But once this baby got here, it was like, you know what? She's heavy as crap. I'm always having to tote her around. Mom was probably like, here, you hold her. I done held her for 9 months and been caring ever since. You can't carry her for like 2 seconds. And then the baby was like, I know you've been carrying me for 9 months. I just want you to carry me just a little bit longer. But in addition to that, I want to be a big girl and carry my own bag. Okay. Are you following me there? We all change to accommodate something that we want. For me, I am just the same person I had no once. But you know what? The person who made the observation that I have changed, they needed something from me. They're the one who changed. I can go on and on and on about situations like this. I find it that it's extremely funny to even talk about. Because again, when you're people watching, you see how people go from one extreme to the other in a matter of moments. When you're people watching, it's hilarious how it plays out. And when you're people watching, people do things that they're not even aware that an unsuspecting person is watching. You may have even, if you're like me, been people watching and you can see someone break up and make up within moments. True story. What changed? Did anything change? I mean, even down for kids, I've seen kids just have a slap out, drag out, temper tantrum. And then in the next moment, they're happy. Did they change? They're still a person. They're still the same person. The person who changed was the parent who was like, look, I ain't got time for this temper tantrum. Here, take this piece of candy, shut up. They changed. We can all change if we wanted to, but for instance, with me, I am still the same person. Miss Walker walks in, and someday I'm Peggy Bundy, and I have on my tight pants and my cute tops, and my hair is big, and I'm in heels. And someday I come in like a roundaway girl with my ponytail pulled back, a pair of jeans with my J's, and a t-shirt. I always have my eyebrows on, though, guys. But no, seriously, I'm never not who I am when I walk into my place of business. I am who I am and always will be who I am. Have you ever been told that you've changed and you're like, what? Hold the phone. What is it that made that look to you as if I have changed? Have you ever asked someone that and sat and really looked and waited for them to respond and they sort of stumbled everything? Well, for this particular instance with me being told that I have changed, I was happy that I had another coworker who has known me before I started teaching at the school. And I looked at her and she looked at me and she looked at me as I was looking at her. We was looking at each other like, what does she mean by that? And my coworker says, well, she's a volunteer at the school. She's come here the same way. She's always been on her P's and Q's. Mic drop, case dismissed. I don't know what else to say. I really don't know what else to say. I try to remain who I am at all times. I do code switch from time to time, But I mean, even with that being said, I'm still who I am at the core of and bane of my existence. I am who I am. I'm still a jovial, loving, caring person. And ain't nothing changed, but I may sound a little, you know, like clear, or hey, how are you? Instead of what's up. But I'm still the very same person through and through to my core. It's just been interesting hearing this particular person, seeing that they also have known me for just as long as my coworker has known me. Have you ever been accused of changing? Of being something that you're not? Oh, you let so-and-so change. Have you ever experienced that? How did you deal with it? Did you laugh at that person? Did you even give that person any glorification about what they've just asked? Drop me an email. Let me know what you have to say. You can do so by email me at justcallmejnicole@gmail.com. And remember, guys, to hook up with me on my social media platforms. I'm on IG at justcallmejnicole. And that's JustCallMe, the letter J, NICOLE. And you can also follow me on Twitter at the number 2, Will Confirm. And again, that is the number 2, WillConfirm. And until next time, guys, stay who you are, be who you are. Don't change for anyone. Be blessed. And come back to talk to your girl. Just call me Jenna Cole. Peace.